Anchorage voters elected Ethan Berkowitz by a wide margin yesterday to be the city's next mayor. The runoff consisted of two candidates from opposite sides of the political spectrum. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Inside City Hall, Deputy Clerk Amanda Moser oversees a buzzing hive of activity Tuesday evening as volunteers bring in totes full of ballots to be tallied.
How'd it go?
Good. We had over 100 people more than we did in April.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Voter turnout was slightly higher than the regular election in April, rare for a runoff. Results came in fast. About an hour and a half after polls closed, more than 80% of Anchorage's precincts had been counted. They spelled out a decisive win for Berkowitz, who mounted a table inside a popular pizza and pool parlor to give a victory speech. Then a parade of supporters marched a block into Election Central at the Denina Center. Berkowitz says he'll immediately begin assembling a team to build a new administration.
We're going to lay out a plan for that over the next couple of days, but I want to make sure that when I get into office, we're going to have a punch list of items that we want to take care of.
Berkowitz has been in Alaska politics for a while, starting with a decade in the legislature and three unsuccessful bids for state offices. But his biography is a bit of an outlier compared to recent mayors. Originally from San Francisco, Berkowitz went to college at Harvard and came to Alaska to work as a state prosecutor. More recently, he's worked for a consulting firm, but largely stayed out of city politics. Berkowitz beat Chugiak Eagle River Assemblymember Amy Domboski by about 18 percentage points. He thinks one reason for that large margin was the fact that he kept a restrained tone as the race got increasingly hostile.
And on top of that, we had a message that was very positive. When you appeal to people's better angels, you're going to get a better response.
Neither Domboski or her campaign returned calls and messages for comment on the election's outcome. Many who watch city politics believe the race lost its focus on policy and became enmeshed in bizarre personal attacks. Assemblymember Paul Honeman, himself a former mayoral candidate, said even by Anchorage standards, this race was particularly messy.
I think we've kind of reached a low, kind of a new low in the political machinations that we know of Anchorage politics, and it's not been a real good week.
Before the souring, much of the focus in media and campaign messaging framed the candidates as having different solutions to the same set of problems. In many ways, the issues at the heart of the race, public safety, city budgets, equal rights, education, were fixtures in the current administration of Mayor Dan Sullivan, who endorsed Domboski for her conservative policy plans. Assemblymember L.V. Gray Jackson, a critic of the current administration, says she supports Berkowitz because she sees his style as a reversal.
After 6 years, kind of depression, we're going to have a mayor who cares about our community, who cares about our employees, and really wants to make a difference.
Mayor Sullivan was on hand at Election Central to congratulate Berkowitz and express his support for helping with a smooth transition.
Every department will prepare a report that highlights the issues they're working on, maybe the challenges they're facing, so that he'll be well briefed coming into office. And the good thing is, in the mayor's race, there's about a 2-month period before the new mayor takes over, so it's pretty orderly and generally pretty civil. And I've known Ethan a long time, and we'll have a very nice transition.
The new mayor assumes office on July 1st. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.